Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and it's one of my favorite times of the week, as you know. And I am glad to be here to listen to your questions, where we can share information and send our love forth, because that's what it's all about, isn't it? Love. So please feel free to call in now with your questions on any topic that you have in mind. I want to tell you that I was looking at some of Martin Luther King's quotes. And he was one about social injustice and what we all had the responsibility to do to correct it. Now, that was in Martin Luther King's time. But, you know, a lot of that is going on right now, where police and black people are fighting with one another, where the black people have been abused. And so it's almost like history is repeating itself. And so I asked you to consider, what do you feel your moral obligation is in this regard? And I think that this is a very appropriate time because we have an election coming up. There are going to be people who will be questioning those that are running for office. And I think it would be a good time to question them about what they intend to do, if anything, about social injustice in the world. Social injustice is certainly one thing to consider, but there is also justice between individuals, where maybe you were in a store and an individual gave you too much change when you made a purchase. What do you do about that? Do you put it in your pocket and forget about it? Or do you return it to the individual? When you are not just with people, it can have great consequences upon those where you were not just. People could lose their jobs over it, or be charged with that shortage out of their own pocket. So there's a lot to think about. Social injustice for the masses and social justice for those that we work closely with. And it's a question that weighs heavy upon my heart because of so much that is going on in the world. And the only thing that we can do to overcome any of this is, first of all, make certain that our own interactions with people are just, but also to send love out in the world. I have been on conference calls where we work with archangels or Lord Metatron, and we are asked to send out love into the world, and I have been able to watch that. When people do this, it actually changes particles. I've seen the love come from the heart center, and it goes out into the world, and it looks like a pink ray. And if you look into the heart center, you see colors of pink, of cayenne, and gold. Those burn brightly in the heart center. And when you send out those pink rays, as I said, it changes things. It actually changes particles. And today, we have a lot of injustice in the world. Police brutality, or brutality between and among many people. And we see this at some point in our lives. And so I ask you to question yourselves, what will you do about these situations? First of all, there is a risk in becoming personally involved. But I will tell you that something that you can do where you're not personally involved is to send out love particles from the heart center to the individuals that are involved in discord. It makes a difference. You can actually see particles of love change individuals' behavior? I know that might seem like something that's impossible, but truly it happens. Try it in your own circle of friends. If you see someone who is argumentative with one another, try sending them love and see what happens if it changes their behavior. I think you will be surprised if it does. I'd also like to mention that some of these disruptions happen because of past life situations. Whole races at times can follow the results of a past life situation. And one place that comes to mind is in the Middle East, where so many unkindnesses and actions of hate are now coming to play. And I know it's hard to think of this, but the reason is for healing. You see, this is to be a great time of healing. And sometimes in a past life, we have rubbed elbows with a group of people that caused much disruption in our life, or even caused us to lose our life. And we've come back again today to replay that. In other words, it's like getting a second chance. Okay, you did this in a previous life where you literally lost, where you didn't follow what you were supposed to do, where you didn't work for social justice. And after a time of being on the other side, these souls come back to, you might say, replay what happened and to get it right. So the universe in life has a merciful side of it. If you didn't get it right in the past, you have the opportunity to get it right again. Therefore, you see challenges in the world. Now, one way to decide or to think about if you were involved in a situation in the past is to think about your preferences today for parts of the world. You might have an affinity for everything Greek. To go back to the Greek philosophers and to study what they have to say and see how their words have an effect in today's world. I'm not sure if I told you this story last week, and if I did, I think it would be good to repeat it because there's a lot of value in this. A family member just recently crossed over, and he told me that when he crossed over, what he had seen was like a play through all of his past lifetimes. He could see those lifetimes where the monads sent down figures of consciousness. And so he went back to a time where he was a student of Plato. And today, when he crossed over, he is studying philosophy. And he talked about the teachers and light that are available on the other side. You know, it's hard sometimes to think, well, what do people do on the other side when they've crossed over? They can work as much or as little if they so choose. But if they choose to work, they receive a lot of rewards. Because many of the past events can be changed. And I've been privy to those sort of things myself. I've told this story, but I think it's worth telling again. I, in a past lifetime, was the daughter of Julius Caesar, and he had been very unkind to his daughter, to the point where he had killed somebody that she loved. And he came back to me. I'm not his daughter now, but I came from that same monad, and I could forgive him. Now, he was in a place of contemplating all that he had done wrong. So that had been quite a few hundred years ago. And that is what the bardo is. You might say it's almost like what Christianity thinks of as purgatory. And he thought about all he had done wrong, and it is up to them to correct it. And that is what he did. He came to me. Even though I wasn't Julius Caesar, I came from the same monad, and I could do that work. And yes, I forgave him. I told him that I loved him, and I forgave him for anything he had done to his daughter. And what had happened is that act released him from the bardo. So there are incidents all around us, crying for love, for harmony, and forgiveness. And so I ask you to take a moment and think about that. Are there situations where you are being called to demonstrate love, harmony? I love that word, harmony. There's something so beautiful about the word harmony. So call in, my friends, with your questions. Or maybe you just want to hear me talk a little bit more about some of my travels and some of the truths that I have come across. And if you don't call in, why, I will go on speaking along those lines. This is a story that is an old story. I had taken a trip to the Middle East, and I start thinking about it because of a film that I had seen. And that film had taken place in the Middle East, and I started thinking about the experiences that I had. And there is great wisdom to be found there, along with great sorrow. We're back again to that duality, aren't we? The wisdom and the sorrow. It is like offering invitations to us. How do we treat that? How do we heal the things around us? And how do we heal the past? We have all of those opportunities. And not only that, we're being called to heal all of that.
Antone.
Antone, you are calling in with a question, my dear. What can we do to help you?
Yes, hi, Caroline. I missed the last few weeks, so my question is if you can see anything, or what is my most important form of life?
What is your most important form of life?
Yes.
I will be glad, Antone, to look at that.
Thank you.
Antone, do you like to read?
Yes and no. I read a lot of stuff, but not books, okay? Alternative news.
I see you as a great scholar.
Okay.
Educational things, nothing frivolous. There was a seriousness about you, which I think you have carried over some of the seriousness into this lifetime, haven't you?
Probably,
I sense that
yes.
About you. You're a serious man, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I am, yes.
Well, I see you sitting at the feet of some philosophers. This goes back to some ancient times, and you were a great student of philosophy. It might even be a topic that interests you today. And if it doesn't at the moment, it might be good for you to read some of the writings of the great philosophers of the past.
Okay.
You have that calling. You see, you were given a mind of great consequence. You could be a thinker if you chose. You have been given a great mind by the Creator. And what I am hearing is that you need to work with that more, study more. You have a gift that could be developed a little more. And how would you develop it? But interesting things that you learn, you can communicate to your friends. Do you have a group of friends where you share ideas?
I have a few good friends, yes.
Work with them. Share some of these ideas. As we said, you have a great mind, and these people that you are working with, they have good minds also. We create with the mind. It is like the mind makes the blueprint. Let me ask you, what are you interested in doing in life today?
Okay, I am retired, but I'm also I work part-time. I'm what they call a school bus monitor. I have to take care of special education children.
What an opportunity.
Basically, I'm interested in what's going on in the world, more in the spiritual sense than in the physical sense.
You see, these young children that you are working with, people don't always talk to them.
Yeah, some can be very difficult.
There's your challenge. Talk to some of these difficult children, because you see they're difficult because they have no guidance. You have this beautiful mind and you have this intelligence. Seek out those on the bus that need your assistance. Talk to them. And the best way to talk to them is ask a question. Okay. Questions like, what are you interested in? Because even if they don't have a good answer, it gets them thinking. That is where you shine, in getting people thinking. As I said, you have this great mind, and you are being challenged to use it, my dear friend. So let me know how that is going. Let me know in the future how this work with children is progressing. Do you see yourself as a leader?
Sometimes. Not always.
You can be a leader.
Okay.
And you could be talking about your traditions.
Hello? I'm listening.
Were you were born in the Jewish tradition?
I'm sorry, I'm losing you. The connection is not very good.
I'm sorry. Call back again where the connection is better.
Okay.
And we'll continue this.
Okay, thank you, Carolyn. I come
You're
back
welcome.
In a few minutes. Okay.
My
Bye.
Pleasure. I was talking a little bit about Mr. King. He believed in
Dorothy.
Peace. Thank you. Dorothy, you have a question, sweetheart, and what is that?
Well, I have been wondering what is... I'm going to be 86 years old on Monday, and I've been wondering what is the most important thing for me to be doing right now.
I think this is true of everyone. The most important thing to be doing, we really know, because it usually centers around what we like to do. So tell me, Dorothy, what do you like to do? Do you have any things that you know that you like to do?
I like to be with children.
Oh, how beautiful. And if you are with children, what would you do with them?
At this point, probably I would be reading to them or just talking with them.
That idea of reading came into my mind right away. Do you have a library in your area?
Yep.
I would give you a good suggestion, my darling Dorothy. Go to the library and volunteer to read books to the children. They are always looking for that.
I could do that.
You see, if you do that, you are offering something of yourself. Children are not read to enough. And if you would sit in the library... Yeah, parents would bring the children into the library. You would be a star. They would love you. Do you know what a lift that would give you? It would be new life. New life for you. So let me know if you take that suggestion and how it works out. Because I think it would be a great thing for you to do. It would be like giving you new life. And it wouldn't matter if you were 86.
Yeah, I'm not ready to keep up with children at their play and so forth anymore, but I'm still ready to do something.
Sit down, read a book to them at the library. The library would love having you as a volunteer. Not only that, you would be the perfect example. You would be like their grandmother, darling. Sitting and reading to them. I tell you, it brings me great joy. It brings me joy just thinking about it.
Pardon?
It gives me joy just thinking about it. You sitting down and reading to them like a grandmother.
Yep. All of my grandchildren are too old now. Some are in college and some are in high school.
Time passes by quickly. But there's a lot of other children in the world that could use your maturity, that could use your love. And that's what I sense about you, this great love for children. Well, you love everyone, but you particularly love children, don't you?
Yep.
Children respond to love.
They do.
And you're just the one to shower them with that love.
Well,
good luck to you, Dorothy. Let me know how that works out for you.
Thank you.
Blessings to you. And we were talking earlier about Martin Luther King and what he talked about correcting social injustice. But there's another thing about that, too, to contribute to the world, to contribute your gifts and talents. We all have gifts and talents, and sometimes we don't realize how precious they are. Take an inventory of what you can do, what you like to do, and then after you take this inventory, then try and use some of your talents. The world is waiting for you to do this. Your soul sent you into the world with gifts and talents and for you to use them. That's what's known as the high road. And my dear friends, may all of you be on the high road. I would like to say that we are halfway through our radio show, if you can imagine that it goes by so quickly. And if you are interested in finding out about your past lifetimes, go to my website at carolynevers.com. And on the left-hand side, there is a button where you can get a history of your past lifetimes. And what we do, my friends, we don't just tell you about a past lifetime. We literally take you to a past lifetime where you put your foot into that lifetime and actually experience it. You actually see the things that you did in a past lifetime. And the one who chooses that lifetime is your soul. And I will tell you that whenever you go to the past, you always come back with some skills that you have forgotten. Where there are beings that you worked with in the past, where you can again call them forth and work with them now. It is so exciting. So that is CarolynEvers.com. On the left-hand side, there is that button where you can order a past life experience for yourself. And I hope you do it. I have to tell you that I get so much pleasure from helping people in these experiences because some of the experiences are so remarkable. There was one individual, and I know I've talked about this in the past, but it was so profound. She thought she had a past lifetime with Jesus Christ. And we took her to that lifetime, and she actually looked into his face. And he etherically put his hand upon his shoulder. And the love that she felt was so great. And he indicated that, yes, she had had that past lifetime with him. She was one of the women who followed him. And I believe she lived in Bethany. And she followed the Christ. And he loved her. And she loved him. And what an experience to be able to etherically look into his eyes again and to feel his love. It's the sort of things that go on in these experiences, and I am so delighted to witness this happening for people. Also, my friends, if you feel that I have in any way been help to you on some level, you can hit the donate button and donate any sum that you wish, and any of it would be gratefully received and help what I do. And that is the way love and service goes. We all benefit from it. And I want to thank you for listening. I would like to, since we don't have another call, to go back to those times of the cathedral building. These beautiful cathedrals were built in Europe. And if you haven't heard this before, I know you would be interested in it. The builders of those cathedrals took gemstones and crushed them and put them into the glass. So there are rubies and emeralds and sapphires that were actually ground up and put into the glass in the cathedrals, especially in France. And I was in one of those cathedrals and saw a woman standing in front of one of the windows, and the sun came in, and I could see this blue light all around her. And the jewels were working on her body. The blue, the green, and the emerald. And the green, Carol, worked with healing. It was wonderful. So, Carol, what can we do to help you, sweetheart?
I have been in contact with you for about the last three calls. I'm the one that has the connective tissue issues. I'm just wondering if you can look in and see if I'm making good progress.
Well, you tell me, Carol, how does it feel? Do you feel like you're making any progress?
In some ways, yes. In some ways, no. Feels like I'm releasing on a really deep level at this point in time.
Well, it sounds to me like you are making some sort of progress, but maybe you feel like you're not making the amount of progress that you want to make. Is that sort of describes how you're feeling?
That's, yes, that's probably true.
Who in your family has crossed over on the other side?
My mother, my father, and an older sister, and I've got another sister that's in transition now. And
I saw that it was your parents.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents are there now with you, dear friend.
Uh-huh.
And I want you just to intend to open up your heart to feel their energies. Can you feel your parents with you?
Yeah, I believe I can. I have been doing that, actually.
That's good, because what your parents are saying is they want to work with you. They want to see you healed. It was not intended that you be ill at this point in your life. That you have obtained through suffering all the growth that you can obtain now. And so what should be in front of you now is to heal and to enjoy the gifts that you have. So let us take a moment with your parents. And I want you to feel as if you're standing next to your body, looking into your body. And I want you to intend to see your body healed. Every system in your body is healed according to your sight. Can you do that?
I'm doing it now.
Good. Hopefully you will do that as many times as you can, because you see, in truth, we are our own healers. I know a lot of people do not believe that. They've left the healing to someone else, to have someone else do their healing for them. But you can do this. Do you believe that you can do it? You don't believe that you...
I've been, doing that for so long that it doesn't seem to have much effect. I guess that makes me not believe it in some respects.
Okay, but the point of the matter is, you say there has been some healing, some change.
Yes.
Well, this is where it all starts. The fact that you've had some change indicates that this works.
Right, yes.
Don't give up. Keep at it.
Well, I'm not the kind of person that gives up.
So I want you to think this, that today you are better and healthier than you were yesterday. And each night when you go to bed, I want you to implant that thought in your mind, that I am better today than I was yesterday. Do it every night. Look into your body with the idea of healing. You can do this, dear one. We are meant to do our own healing.
And
so blessings.
Energy,
yes?
This energy running through me is a good thing, right? It is a healing energy.
Absolutely. And that is a concern of yours, what you do when you are working at night, surround yourself with white light and work on it so that you can almost feel the white light around you. Will you do that now? Quietly, just intend to feel the white light around you. And as you're doing that, you say that only good things happen to you. Anything that is not good does not come near you, that the white light dissipates it. You are safe. And while you are at it, ask your guardian angel now if it would send you some of its energy. Open yourself up to the energy of your guardian angel and no one else, just your guardian angel. You see, we've been given a guardian angel that works with us through all of our lifetimes. And so your guardian angel is truly your friend. It truly watches the path that you have taken. So open yourself up now only to the energy of your guardian angel. Do you feel
it? Not my parents, right? Just the guardian angel.
Well, first start with your guardian angel. And then after you become accustomed with your guardian angel, then ask if your parents should be working with you, if they are of a high enough energy now to be working with you. Just because they're on the other side does not mean that their energy is of a highest enough level to help you.
Okay.
Because they still might be working on healing themselves.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. And may what I ask one more?
Sure. What's the question?
I have a friend that's in transition right now. Her name is, I can't remember her name. Robin.
This is a friend?
Yes, a friend. She's a wonderful person. I'm just wondering if you could look in and see if, or send her some comfort or...
Well, rather than me give her comfort, I think it should come from me. Rather than me giving her comfort, I think it should come from you. You are the one that have been her friend, not only in this lifetime, but in many lifetimes. So, before you go to sleep at night and you have quieted down and you feel serene, call Robin into your awareness. See her face in your third eye. And wish her peace and blessings, and send her your love. This will help her a great deal. And do it every night if you can.
All right. Well, I'm really accessing my energy almost 24/7 since I'm not up and about too much. So I have plenty of time to work on all those kinds of things.
That's wonderful. You were actually called to do this. You see, all of us are called to help those that we know that need our comfort and our love. And it's good that you help her.
All right. Thank you. And I have many friends that are in serious trouble. Can I help all of them, or should I just...
Help Robin for now. And then when you get into the habit of knowing how to do this, because... everything is a habit. Then work with the others.
Okay.
You see, you're not getting around. You're in your home, and you have the opportunity to help these people. But before you do, I want you to help yourself. I want you to look into your own body and send it healing. Send healing into your own body. Send the green light of healing into your own body. And then send it into the friends that you have.
All right. Yeah,
this is great work that you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
Do you know how special that is?
Pardon?
Very special work that you do when you do that.
All right. Thank you. I needed to hear that. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
I appreciate you.
Blessings to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now. I would just like to say that we are all more powerful than we ever believed. In our lifetime, we've had so many people in one way or another tell us how unworthy we are. They have beaten us down in so many ways. But I want to tell you, you are special. Not only are you special, but you have great gifts that you can use for yourself and for others. This is the time of great healing. Take advantage of it. And while we're talking about these things, if you would meditate and connect with your higher self, because your higher self is what gives you spiritual directions in this life, connect with your higher self and ask your higher self to help you, to send those individuals into your life that can help you to express your life at the very highest levels, that you can perform and use all of your gifts to the very highest levels. And while we're talking about that, I would encourage you to sit down and make a list of all of your gifts. You see, we are much more powerful than any of us even think that we are. You are powerful because you have a soul, and in that soul, there are abilities and attributes that you don't think about that hold some of the greatness that the Creator held. And I want you to look into your body and feel that. Feel the greatness that your soul is, that your monad is, and do the best you can in this lifetime. This is a very special time, a very special life. There are many souls that wanted to come to Earth, but there were not enough vehicles to bring life to all the souls that wished to come. And you were allowed to come. You were invited to come. You had parents that brought you forth. So how blessed are you? This is wonderful. And since you were given that opportunity, help others. You know, we suggested to one of the women to read in the library to children. There's children all around you that could be cared for. And I don't mean physically. A kind word. A little bit of knowledge from the higher levels. Tell them how beautiful they are, how important they are. Little children, remember this. Too often they're told about things that shouldn't matter. They need to know about love, about goodness, and about how special they are. Actually, all of us need to know about how special we are. It's easy to forget. We've heard from so many people derogatory remarks. And sometimes we have to really go out of our way to build up ourselves. Build up yourself. Because each of you are special in your own way. And you were sent here for a special work. It might be something humble. It might be something great. But nobody can fill your shoes like you can. You had gifts that no one else was given. Each of you are special. So take that inventory. What makes you special? And once you come across the naming of these gifts, then do something with them. That would be my encouragement, dear friends. It's a wonderful life that we have. Life is so special. Earth is special and the universe is special. Do what you can to make a good result. Do something good for the earth and for someone else and for some child. You don't have to give gifts that you buy. But the sharing of words, the sharing of hope. I want to tell you, when you can share hope with someone, that means so much. It lifts them up in a way that nothing can lift them. To give someone hope, to give someone love. It's what we're all about. So take a moment and think of someone that you could give hope to right now that needs your hope. They will bless you for it. So, my friends, we only have about 10 minutes left in the show. And if you have a question or you want to discuss some topic, call in now. And if not, I will do some more talking about things that have happened to me, things that I have experienced. I took a trip in the Middle East. And swam in the salt sea. which was quite remarkable. And if you can't do that personally, you can read about it on the internet, see pictures. Another piece of nature, bringing forth warm water from the center of the earth. People were swimming in this water. I remember seeing it in a rock basin where the water bubbled up from the core of the earth. It was hot and steaming, and if you swam along the edges, it was just the right temperature. So many interesting things to see in the world. And if you're not in a position to travel and you're homebound, you can read about it. There's so much to read. Travel books or on the internet about different countries. Some of the things that is worthwhile participating with. My friends, we have about 9 minutes, not much time left. And if anybody has a question, you can make a quick call, and I would suggest that you do that. And if I have offered you a gift or hope in any way, kindly press the donate button, and any sum would be appreciated. And you could go to carolynevers.com and order a visit where your soul will take you to a past lifetime, where you could actually step into that lifetime and experience what the individual experienced in that lifetime. It's quite remarkable. Well, we're down to the last 8 minutes of the show. And if I don't have someone call in, why, we'll just do some more talking. Let's talk about animals, for instance. You know, animals, as I understand it, don't have an individual soul like we do, but they have a group soul. And they beg for kindness because it is through your kindness that they grow. Everything is about growth, isn't it? Whether it's the growth of an animal, whether it's our own growth or a soul's growth. And we can help animals by being kind to them. Because that kindness is experienced by an animal. They say, you know, a poor, dumb animal, why, they're not really. They have a consciousness. They don't have a soul as we have a soul, but they do have a consciousness. They feel joy and love and pain. They understand when someone is good to them. They understand when someone abuses them. So, if you have an animal, be a friend to it. Whether it's a dog or a kitten, be a friend to that creature that exists with you because it is there to learn from you. And it's interesting also where animals come from, because sometimes animals have come from foreign stars. I know it's something you probably haven't thought about, but some animals have come from falling stars to be with us, to teach us. I know of some of those myself. They have a spirit from a falling star, and they came in the form of a creature, a dog or a cat, to be a companion and to help us grow. And so if you're not sure about your animal, during meditation, ask your higher self about the animals that share your life. Also, for those that are homebound, put some feeders outside your window so you can watch the birds and the squirrels eat the seed that you leave out there. It's very entertaining. And not only that, you see a lot of different birds come. And it's nice to know that you are sharing food with nature animals. They need the food also. Well, my friends, we have 5 minutes left. Doesn't give us a lot of time to ask questions, and maybe all of you who wanted to ask a question has already asked. So for the last 5 minutes, we will just talk about some of our observances. We have an election coming up. Now, in some countries, you're required to vote. Like, you're required to vote in Australia, but you're not required to vote here. It's still a voluntary gift. So I would like for you to consider voting in this election. And which candidate are you going to vote for? If you don't know, you can take a piece of paper and list the pros and the cons as you see it for each candidate. And vote, dear friends. Many died to secure the right to vote for us. Use it. Don't let that be taken from us. Vote for those individuals that you think belong in office, who can do the most good. Well, we're very close to the end. We have 3 minutes, dear friends. It's really too late to answer questions, but consider going to the website carolynevers.com and order an experience in a past lifetime. You will not regret it. It's a remarkable experience because I don't tell you about a past lifetime. You actually step into that lifetime and experience now what you experienced then. And many times people come away with a gift that they have forgotten and they bring it into this lifetime to use. Or else they meet someone that they knew in a past lifetime. True, they're in the etheric, they're on the other side, but you can work with them today. Well, my friends, we are just about at the end. We have 2 minutes. We talked about a lot of subjects today. Social justice, the elections, being kind to animals, feeding the creatures, birds and squirrels and so forth outside of your window. Much to see and hear, much to enjoy, no matter what level you are on. And the last thing I would like to talk about is healing. So for the last 2 minutes, talk about healing. See yourself healing your own body. See yourself healing your friends. And see yourself healing the world. Healing the upper levels of layers of around the earth because they have been disrupted by HAARP. HAARP sends out these electrical beams that interfere with the earth, that actually go all the way down to the core of the earth. HAARP was, in my opinion, designed by those souls that were black priests in Atlantis. They were given another choice or chance to live this time and to correct their mistakes, but some of them didn't. And they lived as those beings who put HAARP into being. And it is working on the destruction of the planet. And as I said, this is about healing. So let us take a moment, all of us now, and intend to send love into the earth, into the core of the earth, with the idea of healing. So until next week, my friends, this is Carolyn Evers, and I'm sending all of my love to all of you. Blessings now. Good night for now.